Today's Amud is Yivamis Ayin Tesam and Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Chesam and Beis, 19 lines up from the bottom, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ada. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ada, that Nesinim David Gazer Aleihem. We've been speaking about the Nesinim, that there's an Isser for Nasin to marry into the Kal Hashem. Says Rav Chanan Bar Ada, that it was David HaMelech, he was the one who made this Gzeira against the Nesinim, that they're not allowed to marry into the Kal Hashem. Now we've spoken about the Nesinim in the past, and we mentioned that the Nesinim were a group of Goyim from Eretz Yisrael, they were from the Shiva Umais, and they came to Yeshua at the time that Yeshua came with Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, and these Goyim came, they sent a group of people, of representatives to Yeshua, and they came all dressed up, they pretended that stale bread and old wine, and they said, look, we're from a very far away place and we're coming to make peace with you. And Yeshua bought into it, he made a bris with them, he made a peace treaty with them, and then it was Niskal that no, they were really from the Shiva Umais. So Yeshua made a gzeira against them that they were going to be woodchoppers and water carriers, and even though he was going to accept them as Gerim, but they weren't allowed to be in, they weren't allowed to marry into the Kal Hashem. Says Rav Chanan Bar Ada that really David was gezer on them. Now we'll have to see, the Gemara is going to ask that. What do you mean David was gezer? Yeshua was gezer many years before David HaMelech. So we'll have to see what David was meisef. But says Rav Chanan Bar Ada that there was some sort of gzeira against the Nesinim that was made by David HaMelech. What's the Makar? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Yikra HaMelech L'Gevaynim V'yomer Aleihem V'Gevaynim Loi B'Bnei Yisrael Heima. It says that David HaMelech says about the Gevaynim, says about the Nesinim, that they're not from Bnei Yisrael. He made a gzeira that they can't marry into the Kal Hashem. So my taima gazar alayu, and again we'll have to see exactly what he was gezer, what he was meisif on Yeshua's gzeira. But says the Gemara, you see from the pasuk that there was some sort of gzeira that David HaMelech made against the Gevaynim, who are the people that are from the Shiva Umais and pretended to be from a faraway land. So says the Gemara, now David made a gzeira against them. That you see from the pasuk, he said loy b'bnei Yisrael heima, but my taima gazar alayu. Why did David HaMelech make some sort of gzeira against them? Says the Gemara, d'chseh, because the pasuk says as follows. We're going to get to the answer to this question in the middle of Ayin Tesam and Aleph. That's when we'll see what exactly the Gevaynim did, why exactly David was Geyser. But says the Gemara, David was Geyser, the Chsiv, the Pasuk says as follows. Now, David, there was a famine during the times of David. Shalei Shanim, it lasted 3 years. Shana Acher Shana. It was year after year. Now, of course, if it was 3 years, it was year after year. What does it mean it was Shana Acher Shana? The Gemara explains that each year, David HaMelech assumed that the famine, that the drought, was for something else. Shana Rishayna Amer Lahem, the first year David HaMelech said to the Yidden, he said to Klal Yisrael, Shema Ovdei Avodas Kochavim Yishbechem, maybe you're being Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and that's why there's no rain. And we find that Avodah Zarah causes there to be no rain. Dechsev, like we say in Kriya Shema, Vavadetem Elohim Acherim, Vishnachavisem Lahem, it says that if you go to bow to other gods, Vaoser Esah Shemayim V'loyim Otter, there won't be any rain. They checked themselves out and they didn't find that they had Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So Shnia, the second year of the drought, Amar Lahem, David said to them, Shema Ivri Averi Yeshbechem. Maybe you have Ivri Avera, referring to Gili Arias. And we find that Gili Arias causes there to be no rain. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Vayimanu Revivim, that the rain was held back. Umal Kushloi Haya, there was no rain. Umeitzach Isha Zayna Hayalach, because there was Nus, because it was Gili Arias, so that's why there was no rain. Lamaisabad Kuvlai Matsu, they looked into themselves and they saw that they didn't find that they had Gili Arias. So then Shlishas, the third year of the drought, Amar Lahem, David said, maybe you have people that publicly pledge to donate money, to give money to tzedakah, and then they don't end up giving it, so they don't fulfill their pledges. And we find that not fulfilling one's pledges that he does berabim, that causes there to be no rain. The pasuk says that the sea of veruach, that it gets cloudy and it's windy, it seems like there's going to be rain, and then vegeshem ayin, and there's no rain. Ish mishalo b'mata shaker, because a man is a praising himself with gifts, with pledges that are lies, that he doesn't end up fulfilling. They looked into themselves and they didn't find that they had such people. So Amar, so David said to himself, that Ein Adavar Tali Elabi. It must be I'm the Melech, I'm the king, and I'm the one, I'm the reason why all of Klai Yisrael is being punished. So Miyad immediately Vivakish David Espnei Hashem. So David the Melech went to seek out Hashem. He went to ask the Urim Mahi, what's it referring to? Amar Ish Lakish, what does it mean to seek out Hashem? Amar Ish Lakish, Ashal Bu'ur. v'tumim. He asked the Urim v'tumim. He asked the Urim v'tumim, why is it that there's such a drought? So my mashma. First, the Gemara says, how do you see from the words vayvakish davis pnei Hashem that that's referring to asking the Urim v'tumim? So Amr Belazar asked him pnei pnei. We have Xer Shava pnei pnei. Ksev Hachav Yevakish David as pnei Hashem. Uksev Hashem. And it says regarding the Urim V'Tumim, it says V'Shaul Loi B'Mishpat HaUrim Lefnei Hashem. Also a lashon of pnei. It says Lefnei Hashem. So he asked the Urim V'Tumim, what's going on? Why is there this drought? V'Yomer Hashem. So Hashem responded through the Urim V'Tumim. Hashem said, El Shaul, well, based on Damim, Allah Shirhim is Givainim. That the reason this is happening is because of Shaul and because of the blood that was spilled by the towards the Givainim. So the Gemara explains, what are these two things? El Shaul refers to the fact, Shalai Nispad Kahalacha, he wasn't eulogized properly. Shaul HaMelech wasn't eulogized properly when he was killed, and eventually his body was taken by the Goyim and then captured back by the Yidden. They buried him quickly and they never gave him a proper hesped. So since they didn't give him a proper hesped, so that's why they were declined, so was being punished. This refers to the fact that that Shaul HaMelech killed, that he killed the Givainim. Now says the Gemara, now where do we find that Shaul HaMelech, that he killed the Givainim? We don't find that Shaul killed Givainim. El Mitay Shaharag Noi Irakayhanim, Shaul HaMelech, we do find that he wiped out the city of Noiv Irakayhanim. David HaMelech had taken refuge in the city of Noiv Irakayhanim, and Shaul was after David HaMelech. So when Shaul found out that Noiv was being nice to David, and they were plotting with David, they were hiding David, so he wiped out the entire city of Noiv Irakayhanim. Now since Shaul wiped out the city of Noiv, and Noiv Shahu Maspikan Lamayim Umazain, and Noiv was a city that used to support the Gevainim. They were the ones who gave the Gevainim water and food. So since Shaul had taken away the Gevainim's support, their food and their water supply, so Malo Lavakasav Ki Ilu Hargan. So the Torah considers it as if Shaul had killed the Gevainim, even though he didn't. But that's what the pasuk's referring to. That Klal Yisrael was being punished, one, because they didn't give Shaul a proper hesped, and two, because Shaul had wiped out the Givainim, really referring to Naiv Irakehanim. Now ask the Gemara, that sounds very funny. So it comes out that there's a big drought and they're being punished, and Katava al Shaul, Shaloi Nispa Kalacha, the Katava al Asherhim is like Givainim. It seems like a stiru mine ubei. They're being punished because they didn't give Shaul HaMelech a proper eulogy because he's such a big tzaddik, and they're being punished because Shaul was such a big Russia, so to speak, and that he wiped out the Givainim. So which one is it? How could it be that they're being punished for two totally opposing things? If Shaul is, that they're being punished for what Shaul did, so then it would be right that they didn't give him a proper eulogy. How could they be punished for both things simultaneously? Says the Gemara, that's kacha, that's the way Hashem works. And yeah, the Amar Reish Lakish, Agar Shlakish taught us, Ma'adichsiv, what's the meaning of the Pasuk, that Bakshu as Hashem Ko'an V'ya'aretz, Hashem Mishpatoi Pa'aloi, that what does the pasuk mean? Hashem mishpatoi pa'aloi. That ba'asher mishpatoi sham pa'aloi. That when Hashem judges a person, that's when his good deeds are also mentioned. So it's true that Shaul was being punished. The Klais was being punished for Shaul, for the fact that Shaul wiped out the Givainim, so to speak, he wiped out Naiv Yerkehanim, but at that same time, that's when Shaul's good ma'isim are also being mentioned, and therefore Klai Yisrael being taken to task for not eulogizing him properly. So that's what David discovers from the Urim V'Tumim. The story continues. So Amar David. So David says like this. He has to be misaking the Avera in order that it should start to rain. So he says like this. He says Shaul, with regards to the fact that they didn't give a proper eulogy on Shaul, Nafkulu Treser Yarchei Shasa. It's already past a year. Now, and the truth is, it's many, many tens of years already past a year. But the point is that the year since his Petir is already passed, and Mamela, once that year is over, V'loy Derechecha L'Mispedei. It's not the normal thing anymore, it's not the derech anymore to give him a hesped, so there's no way to fix that. But Nesinim, that which Shaul killed the Nesinim, so to speak, he killed the Givainim, so that we could try to appease them. Let's try to make peace with them. Let me call them over, and let me try to appease them so that it should start to rain. The Pasuk says, David HaMelech says to them, what can we do for you? What can we do so that it should start to rain? The Gevinim say to David, we don't want his money. We don't want you to just give us over some people into our hands. Rather, we want you to give us seven of Shaul HaMelech's sons. Give us his children. And we're going to hang them to Hashem. And like that, then we'll feel better. Then we'll be appeased. David HaMelech tried to appease them so they shouldn't want this, and it wasn't working. They wanted to kill seven of Shaul's children. So David HaMelech said that, look at what's going on over here. I'm trying to appease them. They're not willing. They're not budging. They want to kill. They want to kill seven of Shaul's children. So David HaMelech says that Shloisha Simanim Yesh Bu'umazu. I know about Klal Yisrael that there are three Simanim, three characteristics about Ya'ayid. Harachmanim, Vabayshanim, V'goyim Lechasadim. We're people that have mercy, we're people that have busha, and we're people that are goyim Lechasad. Rachmanim dichsev, V'nasan chavrachim, V'richam chavir becha. Bayshanim dichsev, Avorsiya yirasa al paneichem. Goyim Lechasadim dichsev, V'manashay tzavaz, banavaz, besay v'goyimer. And that we're going to do chesed. So since you see that a characteristic of a yid is that he has these three things, so kol sheyesh bo shleisha simanim halalu really davik bu'umazu. Only someone who has these three characteristics, then he could convert, then he's roy to marry into the Kal Hashem. But what he was saying is that the Nesinim, who clearly do not have these midas, they're clearly not Rachmanim, so therefore they're not roy to be Davik into the Kal Hashem, and that's why David was geyser on the Nesinim, that they can't marry into the Kal Hashem. So the reason we mentioned this whole story was really to get to this, is that we wanted to know why was David Geizer and the Nesinim. The answer is because he saw that they didn't have these three Simanim. The story continues, Lamaisa, this is what they wanted, this is the only way we were going to get rain. So the pasuk says that Vayikach HaMelech Hashnei Bnei Ritzpah Bas Aya Asher Yaldu L'Shal. He takes two sons of Ritzpah, who was descendants of Shal, Es Armoni Vez Mefiboshas Vez Chameshas Bnei Micha Bashal. And he takes five sons from Micha Bashal, Asher Yaldu L'Adriel Ben Barzilai HaMechulasi. So he takes seven of Shal HaMelech's offspring, And he gives them over to the Nesinim for the Nesinim to hang them. Mamish, a paladic thing that he does this. The Ritva explains that these are people that were anyways Chayiv Misa. We'll see soon how David knew that, but these were people that anyways were Chayiv Misa, and those were given over to the Nesinim for them to kill. Now, Maish Nahani, how did he know to designate Dafka these seven? Amrav Huna, Haviru Mufnei Arai. What he did was, is he passed over all the descendants of Shaul HaMelech in front of the Aron Kodesh. And Kol Aaron Koltai Lamisa. Anybody with the Aaron Kodesh grabbed him, so then he went Lamisa. The Benishai explains what it means is that his feet, when he passed by the Aaron Kodesh, his feet just didn't move. The Aaron like grabbed him. But Kol Shein Aaron Koltai L'chayim. Anybody whose feet didn't move, so then he went on to live, and like we said, the Ritva explains that the ones who were Koilate, who the Aaron was Koilate, it's the pshat is that they were Chayiv Misa anyways. So this and those seven, David HaMelech gave over to the Nesinim. Now Masav Rav Chana Bar Ketina, asked Rav Chana Bar Ketina, the pasuk says, V'yachmal HaMelech al Mefiboshes bin Yonis ben Shaul. The pasuk says that David HaMelech had mercy on Mephibosheth, the son of Yonas and Ben Shaul. So says the Gemara, what does that mean, that V'yachma, that he had mercy? It means Shaloi Haviru. It means, what it means is that he didn't pass him over. He didn't have him, meaning the Gemara's Kasha, Rashi explains, is that if the pshat was that David passed him in front of the Aron Kodesh, so then it's not the pshat that David HaMelech had mercy on Mephibosheth as Ben Yohainah's son. He didn't have mercy on him, it wasn't up to him, it was whoever the Aron was Kaile. What is the pasuk mean when it says that David HaMelech had mercy on Mephibosheth and didn't give him over to the Nesinim? David didn't decide any of them who he was going to give over to the Nesinim. The Aron Kodesh decided. So what does it mean that David had mercy on him? Says the Gemara, Shaloi Haviru. Him, he left out from the bunch. He didn't even have him pass in front of the Aron. Ask the Gemara, how could David do such a thing? Would David HaMelech be allowed to do something? Rashi explains that would be so nicker. It would be so nicker. It would be so obvious that he's clearly showing favoritism. Would David do such a thing? Rather, what happened was, as he did pass him in front of the Aron, and the Aron grabbed him, but then David HaMelech davened, he said, Aron, please let him go, and he was let go. Ask the Gemara, but Kati Masay Panim Yesh B'davar. That's also going to be nicker, and it's bad for others. Now there's going to be someone else that wouldn't have gotten given over to the Nesinim, and now he's going to be given over to the Nesinim. It looks very bad also. Rather, what happened was, is David, he had mercy on Mephibosheth ben Yonatan ben Shaul, in that he davened that the Aron shouldn't grab him. And that, the Ian Yaakov explains, is not nicker, and therefore there was nothing wrong with such a tefillah. That doesn't look like Masay Panim Yesh B'davar, and that David was allowed to do. But now ask the Gemara, how bechlal does giving, how was it allowed to give over Shaul's descendants to the Nesinim? Vaksiv, the pasuk says that like you lo yumsu avi sabanim, it says that children don't die for the sins of their fathers. So says the Gemara, Amar Avchia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that motiv shetiakir ois achas min ha-Torah va'al yischal shem shemayim b'farhesia. That it's true, normally this is not the regular process, but in this case it would be better to undo a letter in the Torah. Ritva says is lav dafka, really means this pasuk. It's better to uproot this pasuk at one time in order that there shouldn't be a chilul Hashem. It shouldn't be that people should say that, oh, look what happened. Klal Yisrael, Shaul killed this whole, the Gevinim, meaning he killed Eir Naiv Eir Kehanim, and nothing happens back to him. These are the people that you want to have Sheikhs to. These are the Yidin. These are people that are so noble, that are so Yashar. These are crazy people. And therefore, because it would cause a tremendous Chil Hashem, it would be better, Motav, that to be Eiker one Pasuk in the Torah. Now, says the Gemara, the story continues, that after they were given over to the Nesinim, and the Nesinim hung them, Vatikach Ritzba Bas Aya, so Ritzba, who two of her sons were taken, so she went, and she takes a sack, she takes a sackcloth, Vatateu La Latzar, and she spreads it over a rack, over the mason, Mitchilas Katsir Anitach Mayim Alehem, and she does this mitchilas katzir anitach mayim alei min hashemayim, so that nothing should fall onto the bodies. Vaynas noif hashemayim manuach alei, no birds. She didn't allow any birds to go on them. Yoimam during the day, v'chayis asad laila, no animals at night. But clearly these bodies were left out to hang. Left out to dry, and they weren't given kfura right away. So ask the Gemara v'aksev leisalin nivlas aleitz. It says that even after a person is killed in Beis Din, so you're still not allowed to leave him on the eighth. You have to right away go ahead and bury him. So how did they leave these seven descendants of Shaul? How did they leave these seven descendants out to dry? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yitzadok, that motav shetiakir isachas min ha-Torah v'yiskadei shem shamayim b'farhesia. Same idea. It's true. Normally, like solid nevas el eitz, but in this case, it's better to uproot the pasuk, uproot the word, uproot the letter, meaning a pasuk, and to make a tremendous Kiddush Hashem in public. What's the Kiddush Shemayim? Shayu Ivrim Veshavim Imrim. People who were passing by this mountain, this place where they were hung, this place where the bodies were there, so they were saying, Mativan Shalelu. So they were saying, what's going on over here? Who are these people? Halalu Bnei Malachim. And they were given the answer that these people are the children of Malchus. They're the children of Shaul HaMelech. Uma Asu Pashtu Yudayim Begayim Gerurim. But what happened was, is that they put their hands against inferior Gerim. They took away the livelihood of these Gerim, of the Nesinim. So Amru, so they said, meaning the people, when they heard this, they would say that Ein Lecha Umar Sharuyali David Bakazu. Wow, what a nation, what a people, what amazing people are Klal Yisrael. There's no one that's more proper to be part of than Klal Yisrael. Umam Bnei Malachim Kach. Look at this, the what they're willing to do, even to Bnei Malachim, do the wrong thing. So Bnei Hadyoites Alachas Kamev Kamo, the more so are they willing to do this to Bnei Hadyoites. Umam Gerim Gerurim Kach, they're willing to take revenge even for these inferior Gerim. So Yisrael Alachas Kamim V'Kama, it's the people that are born Yidden, all the more so they're such great people. And Miyani Taiswal Yisrael Me'av V'Chamishim Elef, right immediately after this there were 150,000 Gerim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'yilu Shleimoy Shivim Elef Naisei Sabo Lushmeinim Elef Chaitzei Bahar, that he had 150,000 workers Avadim who were Gerim. Says the Gemara, he says that he has 150,000 Avadim. But who says that they were Gerim? V'dilma Yisrael havu. Maybe they were regular Yidden. Says the Gemara, Losal Kadaitach. It can't be the Chesiv, because the pasuk says, "Ubnei Yisrael Nasan Shlomo Yevet." that Shlomo never took a Yisrael as an Eved, so it must be that these people were Gerim. Okay, but Dilma Dugzar, so maybe he never took a Yid as an Eved, but he took a born Yisrael as a worker. And these people weren't Mamish Avadim, they were carriers and they were Chaitzev Bahar, they hewed in the mountains, so they were workers, but they weren't Mamish Avadim. So says the Gemara Elamin Hacha, this is the raya that there were 150,000 Gerim, because the Pasuk says, Ve'yisper Shlomo Kol Anashim HaGerim Asher Be'eretz Yisrael, Ve'yim He says that there were 150,000 Gerim. So you see that these 150,000 people, they were actually 150,000 Gerim. Now ask the Gemara. So we have now that David HaMelech was geyser against the Nesina. We wanted to know why. It's because they weren't Rachmanim. They wanted to kill the Bnei Shaul. So now we see that David HaMelech was geyser on the Nesina. We asked from the beginning that really it was not David, really it was Yeshua. It was when Klaisel first went into Eretz Yisrael, that's when was the whole parsha of the Nesinim, of the Gevinim, when they pretended to be from a faraway land. It was Yeshua, so we're still going to have to figure out what exactly was David Geyser. L'chayr, this was Yeshua's Gzera. And before the Gemara gets to that, ask the Gemara that for Nesinim, David Gazra Lamb, was it really David? Moshe Gazra Lamb. It was Moshe Rabbeinu that was Geyser, which is Mamish Apeldik of Gemara. What does it mean? Moshe was Geyser on the Nesinim, the whole parasha of the Gevinim, the Nesinim, was a parasha that took place in the times of Yeshua, after Moshe Rabbeinu was already dead. It was after he had already died. It was after he was Nifter and Klai, so were going into Eretz Yisrael. They were in Eretz Yisrael. That's when this whole parasha took place. But says the Gemara, Moshe was Geizer on them. The Pasuk says, he's discussing the different members of Klai Yisrael, and he says amongst the different members of Klai Yisrael are woodchoppers and water carriers. So you see that there was already this idea. So that's what the Mefarshim explained, that even though, of course, the Gevinim was only during the times of Yeshua, but this idea of being geyser against Gerim that are not proper, to make them into woodchoppers and water carriers, that wasn't David HaMelech's original idea, that wasn't Yeshua's original idea, it was something that has already roots in an Gzera of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe made such a Gzera. So it says the Gemara, Moshe Gazal Uhu Dara, David Gazal Kuli Dara. There was a time that Moshe Rabbeinu was geyser on certain people, that they should be woodchoppers and water carriers, but it was only for that generation. It was never a gzeira against their families, against their children and offspring forever and ever. That's something that we only find by David HaMelech. The David was gzeira against the Gevinim, that forever and ever they're going to be woodchoppers and water carriers. But ask the Gemara, and not be allowed to, they're not going to be fully accepted into Klal Yisrael. They won't be able to marry into the Kal Hashem. But ask the Gemara, Vakati Yeshua Gasra Alayu. Still, the bottom line is that it's not David's gzera. This was the gzera of Yeshua ben Nun. The chesiv, as the pasuk says, "V'yitnam Yeshua v'yaymahu." Once it was discovered that really they were from the Shiva Umais, so Yeshua placed them on that day as chait v'yetsim v'shuav v'mayim le'edol u'mizbach Hashem. That Yeshua made them into woodchoppers and water carriers for Klal Yisrael, for the Mizbeach, that they would be put to work, that they wouldn't be fully accepted into Klal Yisrael, even though they would be accepted, they would be Gerim, but they wouldn't be fully accepted, and they wouldn't be able to marry into the Kal Hashem, they'd be a separate group. So you see that Yeshua was already Geizer on them. So says the Gemara, Yeshua Gazer is Majabis and Mikdash Kayim. Like you see from the Pasuk, it says that Yeshua was Geizer on them, that they should be woodchoppers and water carriers for the Eidah and also for the Mizbeach. So his gzera only existed at the time that there's a Mizbeach, at the time that there's a Beis HaMikdash. David Gazar Bizman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim. But when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so then there's technically no gzera to Yeshua, that's when the gzera's David HaMelech kicks in. Now says the Gemara that Bimei Rebbe, during the days of Rebbe, Bikshu Lahatir Nesinim. They wanted to actually be Matir the Nesinim. Evidently there was some sort of Shidduch crisis, and they wanted to be Matir the Nesinim. They wanted there to be more options. So Amar Lahem Rebbe said to them, that Chalkenu Natir, it's true. They have to be woodchoppers and water carriers for us, and that we could be Matir. That we could say Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, and they're free to go. But Mizbeach, Michelik Mizbeach, Miatir. But Yeshua was Geizer, that they also have to serve of the Mizbeach. And if so, who's going to be Matar that Chelek? We have no rights to be Mekel on that, and therefore we can't be Matar the Gzeira against the Nesinim. Upligi de Rabchi Bar Abba, which is not like something that Rabchi Bar Abba said, the Amr Rabchi Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, that the Chelek Eida lo Eilam Aser, that it's the opposite, that the Chelek that they have to serve, the Eida, that's always going to be Aser. Chelek Mizbeach, but the Chelek that they have to serve, the Mizbeach, they have to chop wood and draw water for the Mizbeach, so that goes away by itself. That's only Mizbeach. But they only have to do that when there's a Beis HaMikdash. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then that chilek goes away. Then the only chilek that they have to do is for the Eidah. That's not like what Rabbi said. He understood that Bizman Rabbi, there was no Beis HaMikdash, and still he understood that chilek mizbeach miyatir, and that's why that he couldn't be matter the gzeira against the Nesinim.